Pakistan is intensifying efforts to free one of its nationals kidnapped Saturday in Iraq. Government officials have said that the kidnappers appear more interested in making money than political statements. Pakistan said Monday it had dispatched a senior envoy to Iraq, embassy assistant Malik Muhammad Javed, who disappeared in Baghdad on Saturday after attending evening prayers at a local mosque. The little-known Omar bin Khattab group has claimed responsibility. Pakistan government spokesman Jaleel Abbas Jilani says the group does not appear to be connected to Iraqi insurgents.
It is an unknown group. Nobody was aware of its existence. So our best judgment is that it is most probably a case of abduction for ransom.
Mr. Jilani told reporters Monday that Mr. Javed is safe and in regular contact with Pakistani officials in Iraq. Mr. Jilani would not comment on how much his kidnappers are seeking, but insisted the case is a top priority for his government.
We will leave no stone unturned. We will make every possible effort to secure the release of Malik Muhammad Javed.
Kidnapping remains a major security challenge in Iraq. Since the invasion, at least 150 foreigners and around 5,000 Iraqis have been kidnapped. Many are held by militants who want to make a political point, but most are taken by criminal gangs looking for a ransom. Mr. Javed is the third Pakistani to be taken captive. Last year, two Pakistani truck drivers were kidnapped and accused of working for the U.S. military. They were later murdered. Pakistan is a key U.S. ally in the so-called War on Terror, but opposed the war in Iraq and refused to send troops to the region. Nevertheless, President Musharraf's ties to Washington are routinely criticized by his domestic opposition, especially conservative Islamic groups. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.